This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
You know, the other day I came across a shocking statistic. Lee Burdette Williams says about 3 million first-time college students will soon be arriving on campus, most of them coming directly from high school. About 1 million of them won't make it through their first year or return as sophomores. She concludes that this attrition is financially and emotionally devastating for families, and it is also destabilizing for colleges. So why is this happening? Well, many of these departures are financial. Higher education costs so much more and has been rising more than twice as fast as inflation. But another factor, often ignored, are the mental challenges these incoming college students face. Just consider these two facts. First, nearly half of all college students report symptoms of depression and anxiety. Second, the rate of students taking psychiatric medication doubled in less than a decade and a half and now includes one quarter of all students. Lee Burdette Williams has served as the Dean of Students at the University of Connecticut and later at Wheaton College. She suggests that the 9 weeks between high school graduation and a student's arrival on campus are not enough for social and mental adjustment. They go from being under their parents' authority and management to independent living. Although many of us made this transition in the past, today's students seem less mentally equipped to do so. That is why she suggests two alternatives. One is what she calls a half-step year, where the student lives at home while attending a local college. The other is a full-gap year, which is becoming more popular and provides students with an opportunity to pursue study or experiences that may enhance their resume. So if you want to make sure that your child or grandchild doesn't drop out of college, you might explore some of these suggested alternatives. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
Go deeper on topics like you just heard by visiting pointofview.net. That's pointofview.net.